And now we can take out the second piece of paper and start part two. So now, instead of an internal polarization or internal conflict with yourself at work, now we're going to go with an external conflict at work. So think of a person that triggers you in some way that makes you upset or just makes you react in a way you don't want to react. And think of this person that triggers you. And now draw on the second page on the left side some sort of representation of the part of that person that triggers you. It must be something that they do or some way of being that triggers you. So draw a caricature of that part. It could be a color, it could be a caricature, it could be whatever comes to your mind. Just go with the flow. Don't worry about being right or wrong. Just that's intuition. Just go with your gut feeling. It's more emotional intelligence. And when you're done, or you can pause it now, and when you're done, you can turn this back on, okay? Now write a few words to describe that part of this other person that's triggering you. You know, it's whatever it is about that person that they're annoying, whatever it is that's triggering you about that person, write a few descriptors about that part of that person that's upsetting you. And then on the other side of the page, draw the part or parts of you that get triggered by this person's part. So it might be one or more parts of you that react to this person's part when they act a certain way that triggers different parts of you. So just take a moment to draw the one or more parts of you that get triggered by this person. Now you can pause it just to think about it. Think about like a recent time when they triggered you. And the different feelings you have when they triggered you, and that will help bring those parts of you to the surface so you can kind of be more self-aware. And you can pause it when you're done. We can turn it back on. Now what you can do is go ahead and write a few descriptive words to describe the different parts of you that get triggered by this person. So what are these personas of your being? What's their personality? What's their age? Is it like a kid part of you having a tantrum? Is it a teenage part being rebellious? Is it like an adult part, a little more gray zone instead of black and white thinking? Is it high energy part of you, a low energy part for each one of these? Is it, what kind of personality is it? Is it an angry part? Is it a frustrated part? Is it a sad part? Is it a fearful part? Anxious part? So forth. And then you can pause it once you've done that. Now, go ahead and just kind of step back from the page of the second polarization, what I call the external polarization between you and someone else at work, and just look at the part of the person that triggers you, and then the parts of you that get triggered by that person on the other side of the page. Just kind of step back and just notice that for a moment, that relationship between these different parts. And think of how much mind space does that take up in your day-to-day issues at work or weekly? How long does that stay in your mind once it gets triggered, where it's hard to kind of calm back down or get back to where you want to be? And also just imagine these parts also gazing upon each other in your mind's eye and just giving space for each other, or imagine working out a solution somehow where they're not at odds with each other. Just imagine how that might feel. If that feels okay or not, or if other parts of you may get triggered by that idea. Just take a few moments to notice this second polarization, this external polarization, and how much energy that takes up in your body, in your mind. So now we're going to do what I would call third part, which you could also do at another time if you want. So you can pause it and ask parts to that we're going to take a break and bring your attention back into the room. And you can set up a time to talk with them later, like again, when you're brushing your teeth or taking a shower, just to check in with these parts you met today. See if there's further things they want you to know, and they'll just put thoughts into your mind. These are parts of yourself. We're all like this, by the way. I've been doing this 20 years, and this is just the way it works. This is just a newer thing for business coaching. Even though it is starting to be all over the world, it's kind of the cutting edge stuff that's going on. So now in part three, what I'd like to do is pull out both pieces of paper with the two polarizations, the internal one where you're fighting with yourself or in conflict with yourself or in battle with yourself, and the one where you're in battle with some part of someone else at your work or a client, whoever it is. And just put the two pieces of paper next to each other and just notice them for a moment. And you can pause for if you like. And just think if there's any connections between them, if there's any similarities, or just if you see anything that seems interesting to you. And you can pause now. And just take a moment to again observe these two polarizations. And now choose one of these two polarizations, either the internal one or the external one, and imagine working out a solution to that polarization. So either flip the other one over and do it on the back of the page, or take a third page, and then draw a picture of what it would look like if whatever this conflict was or whatever this issue was resolved. How would things look then? And just take a moment for that, and you can put it on pause. And now, take the conflict that you didn't resolve and take the resolved other conflict that you just, drew a picture of and put them next to each other and imagine if this conflict was resolved within yourself and your self system, would that have any effect on this other conflict? It may or may not, but just take a moment to kind of step back and observe these two with the resolved one here and the other one that you haven't resolved and just see if there would be any sort of connection or reaction from this one being resolved affecting the other conflict. So now you've completed this kind of simple exercise just as a way to get to know yourself at a different level. Like I say, this is very simplistic. When we work, it's much more interesting and much more fascinating and fun because you can really start to change your own dynamic so that you really get to your full potential and enjoy things. And if you need to put boundaries, you work with the parts of you. If you have a people-pleasing part, you work with that part. Maybe with other parts of you that are frustrated with that part, or whatever the different things are, it's pretty fascinating. Or if you just want to, work through higher-level solutions to issues that are coming up for you at work, you really have a lot more information in your mind than you realize. And we can actually help you access that and then work through that so you're one with yourself, so that even parts of you that are in conflict with each other start to find resolutions so that they can all sign off on whatever the solution is and you're not having these internal battles with yourself anymore. It is pretty mind-blowing work. So anyway, and most people really enjoy it, and I really do too. I'm always amazed by it. So thank you for your time. I hope this was an interesting exercise for you. And I do give free consultations. So if you want to set up a time, you have something going on at work and you want to just see if this might be applicable to what you're having an issue with, or if you just want to get to a higher level of performance or enjoyment and performance, give me a call and we will set up a free consultation and see if it maybe makes sense for what you're looking for. Thank you for your time. I do this in person in Stockholm at my office or online all over the world. Take care. Bye-bye.